Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is January 24th, 2023. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Grow Your Own Optimist. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, no. Our quote of the day is, "It is never too late to be what you might have been," by George Eliot. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Sipispell's Witch's Pie Tea. So, this tea has chocolate and caramel, and it's nutty, it's caffeine-free, and it's definitely one of my favorite fall teas. It tastes just like pecan pie, which I absolutely love. So this tea has rooibos, apple pieces for sweetness, cacao nibs, cinnamon, dark chocolate chips, chicory, pecan flavor, and then some natural flavorings and marigold flower. So we're going to talk a little bit about apples. For those of you who don't know, freeze-dried apples are wonderful to add in tea for just some natural sweetness. I'm a big flavor of adding a little sweetness to my tea. I just feel like it brings out the flavors a little bit. But if you're someone who is trying not to add sugar or honey to your tea, getting ones that have like freeze-dried fruit in it, especially apples, are a great way to get some of that natural sweetness. So if you ever wondered, like, why do these teas that seem to have nothing to do with apples have apples in it? It's just to help with the, it's to help bring out the other flavors, really. And also, our apple's not like super witchy, so feels like kind of a win-win, you know? So let's talk a little bit about apples. This comes to us from awesomeon20.com. So I think kind of the most popular thing everyone has heard is, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So apples are nutrient dense, especially when eaten with the skin on. They're loaded with vitamins, minerals like vitamin C and E, and antioxidants called polyphenols. Apples are also high in fiber and water, which makes them really filling and just really, you know, it just makes the body happy. Now, of course, apples are associated with witchcrafts. Witchcraft. Apples are closely tied to witchcraft because of the five-pointed star that hides in the core. If you cut an apple horizontally rather than along the stem, you will see it. The pattern of the seeds reveals a hidden pentagram, providing protection and connecting you to the elements. The fruit and tree are linked to abundance, love, longevity, creativity, and fertility.
So this fruit has appeared in myths, folk legends across many cultures, and is often linked to the fae and afterlife. So super cool. And then if you're really into apples, goddesses associated with apples are Freya, Hera, Pomona, Aphrodite. There you go.
All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from Altea.org. Repentant ex-fortune teller and New Age practitioner tells God to help those she may have put in spiritual danger. This is not a new thing. I don't know if it's her. I haven't scrolled down past the headline. Is that not just like the theme for most people on Facebook? Anyways, this is not a new thing. This is very common. I have theories onto how this happens, but for those of you who don't know, I think it's Doreen. So odds are, if you have an oracle deck, there's a good chance like she made it. Actually, I have one of her oracle decks. It's one of my go-tos. But a very famous oracle deck creator and practitioner, born again. So this happens. I don't think this is strange. Happens in all communities. Okay. So let's see what they're saying. Oh God, I hate when it's like, today we share with you the testimony. Okay. Sorry, not to make fun. I just don't know anything about how churches work. And so when I hear things like that, it feels really silly. Let's just see what she says. Apparently the practitioner's name is Zita, former fortune teller and practitioner of New Age occult practices. Also, can I be honest with you? Sometimes when I've heard this story 1,001 times of like people who like were Christian and then became into occult and then like went back to Christianity. And often when they're like, I was a fortune teller and practitioner, so did you just like buy a deck of tarot cards and then like read a Wicca book and then like 3 months later you just like didn't want to do it anymore and now it just gets you a lot of attention at church? Like that's kind of the vibe it gives me. Not to like put down anybody or anything, but like when I hear a lot of these stories, it really feels like they explored it for a month. It wasn't what they wanted or what they were looking for, or maybe they weren't, people who were taken to within the community. And so, like, they're like, oh, well, I'm going to go back to the church and I'm going to be so popular because I was saved. And it almost makes them like church famous that they were this big saved person. Anyways. So Zita was working at a call center that offered a variety of services when one day she was told there was a person on the phone who wanted to have her cards read. Zita had never done it before, but she improvised. Okay, so she's admitting to defrauding people or scamming people. Cool. She was shocked and frightened when the person on the phone asked her how it was possible she knew so much about her. She also pervaded with great curiosity. So basically, she decided to scam somebody and found out her guesses were on point and was like, wow, I'm really good at lying to people. How can I do this more? That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah, so she's basically just a scammer. She's a scammer, convinced herself she had powers. And then tried to go into the occult. I'm like skimming this article. And then was like, oh, maybe I don't like this. And I highly doubt she wasn't Christian before because this sounds like this only happens to people who were like really, really Christian, dipped their toes in the occult, realized it wasn't for them, and then like panicked and went back. Yeah. And so now she says she's apologizing for people she put in spiritual danger. It sounds like she should be apologizing for being a scammer and lying to people. Oh, gross. And what sucks about this is like people will look at this and be like, see, I told you all card readers are scammers, whatever, whatever. And like that's what's really sad is that this really just makes everybody look bad. I'm a very ethical reader. And I know that just based off like things I hear, I will try to be very honest with you. I do try to be tactful, but I'll be very honest with you. I don't care if you like never come back for a reading. Like, I would rather be honest and I'd rather be brutally honest with you and have you never come back than to lead you to think there's something going on that isn't so that you come back again. Does that make sense? One, I'm also like, I also just don't have. I think I talked about this yesterday. I do not have that like service industry personality. So I get very tired very fast. I'm going to be really, really honest with you. Odds are I don't want that person who comes to me every 3 weeks or every month. Because just like a friend would eventually get tired of you like not listening to them, or they would get tired of. I mean, because it really is kind of like a friendship, like a relationship, right? Like we're sharing intimate information and we're having these deep, meaningful, vulnerable conversations. There is a level of like ethics that has to come with that. And you have to, in my opinion, I know not all readers are like this, but like I have to care about you.
it's really hard to get into people's personal lives and not care about them. So when I'm doing your reading, I care so much. And very often after my readings, I'll be like, please follow up with me. Like, tell me what happens. I'm just curious, you know? I want to know how it all ends up panning out, you know? And just like real friends, like that's how you are with your friends, right? Like with your close intimate friends. But also just like real intimate friends, if you have a friend who comes to you every 3 weeks asking if that boyfriend who's mean and cheats and lies and horrible, what like, you know, is he going to come back? Just like a real friend, you're going to get frustrated. And there are some people who don't care, right? They just want the gig. I'm not that person. I care, and I will get frustrated if I feel like you're not listening or I feel like you know, but luckily I don't get much of that. I think I'm honest enough that people realize like I'm not the one to keep coming back to ask if the horrible man's gonna stay, you know. So I take my readings very seriously, and I'm very, very ethical. I actually did a class on the ethics of divination. I know I mention this all the time. I've written so many classes and have done nothing with them. But anyways, I did do a whole class on the ethics of divination. I think I've touched on it before here. I don't know, maybe I haven't. No, I just did the history of divination. One day we'll do a series on the ethics. But I take my readings very seriously, and I care a lot. And when I'm reading and I see someone going through a hard time, like I really want them to not be going through a hard time. And I, in that moment, you care so much. So the idea that someone can very proudly go on the internet and go, I was a scammer and I was so good at it that I left the church and then realized that it was a mistake. And I want to apologize for steering people away from God. How about you apologize for just being like a horrible person and a scammer? You know, it's almost like having like a counselor or a therapist. There's a lot of bad ones out there. You just got to find who works for you. You got to find someone who fits your parameters. You know, you got to find someone who one is in your budget or who you think understands you or who fits your ethics or things like that. It's very similar, you know. So anyways, if there is anyone listening who is a professional reader who like gets paid to read for real for reals, you know, like, and you want to weigh in on this, please email me. I would love to like have someone else weighing in on this. Like, and like I do know people who read, and I will be honest, I don't always know if like how I feel about it is what a lot of people feel about it. So I would just like to know some other people's thoughts, I guess. Anyways, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, January 24th. The waxing crescent moon swims lazily through Pisces today. Here, the moon squares Mars. We may be itching for a fight today, taking pot shots without much thought as to why we're out of sorts. It's natural to have a bad day here or there, or to catch a grumpy mood, but we have to be careful about allowing these moods to splash up on those we care for. Instead, it's best to sit with the mood and diagram the source. If it turns out that we do have a grievance with someone, make sure you own your side of the situation. Conflicts are much more easily resolved when each party owns their side. Your daily moon mantra is, victorious warriors win first and then go to war. Defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny. From the pages of Which Way magazine comes a new collection of stories by longtime fiction contributor Olivie Blake called Grow Your Own Optimist. Featuring a never-before-seen short story, Grow Your Own Optimist is often romantic, occasionally satirical, and always unexpected. These surprising tales of demons, devil's advocates, dystopia, and dating remind us that there is magic to be found in the dark places.
Olivie Blake is a New York Times bestselling author of The Atlas Six and several other books, including the Which Way anthology, The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes, and the novella La Petite Mort. She lives in Los Angeles with her husband, Goblin Prince Toddler, and Rescue Pitbull. Find the new anthology series, Grow Your Own Optimist, by Olivie Blake, wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from one of our Facebook listeners, Apollo. Apollo writes, Mary Meets, I have a question for everyone. Oh my gosh, can I just say, I like haven't heard Mary Meet in so long. It's definitely like a really particular kind of community who uses that phrase. And it brings back really good memories of when I was like in my early 20s and going to like the public rituals. And it's super cute. Anyways, it's cute. It's always going to hold like a little nostalgia thing in my heart. So Apollo says, Mary Meet, I have questions for everyone. I just recently got into drinking tea every day and using it for magical purposes. However, I have just been throwing away the tea bags with the herbs once I've let it sit in the water. My question is there another thing I can do with the tea bags? Can I reuse it for something else, let it dry out, and use the herbs inside of the bag? Apollo, yes. Okay, I'm going to tell you my thoughts. We'll read some of the listeners, and then we'll see what else we've got. Okay. First off, yes, there's a lot of things you can do. First off, you can almost always brew your tea twice. This goes for most tea, especially if it's like loose leaf tea. Loose leaf tea, you can usually brew twice. So try to get a good cup and a half from it, you know, number one. Number two, yeah, like dry out the herbs, right? Maybe spread them out thinly on like some parchment or a pan or I don't know, whatever works for you. And let it sit out in the sun or in a warm spot and like totally let it dry out. And then use that herb blend for spells, right? So like, for example, our witch's pie tea, there's a lot of abundance stuff in there. There's apple and cinnamon and all these like great herbs. You can look at the herbs and be like, okay, what do most of these herbs correspond with? Dry out your tea or your herbs. When they're dry, put them in a little jar and mark it for what you feel you could use it in your spell work. And then when you have a set in spell to do, bam, you have an herb blend. You can put it in sachets. You can put them with your candles. You can use them symbolically or as offerings, all kinds of stuff. What else can you do? Actual tea, like the plant. I've heard people use like the leftover tea as like an exfoliant in their skincare, but just remember, no matter what you do with it, just make sure you're drying out the herbs fully first. You don't want to get like mold or anything. Okay, let's see what some of our listeners said. And I am going to mark this with the hashtag featured on air so that if you want to go check it out, you can. So Lilith says, I have worms, but you can throw them in your garden or at the bottom of your pots and like pre-mulch garbage disposal for my sticks, stems, nuts. Yes, yeah, so you can use it as like compost or plants. So Nyx says, you can also dry out the leaves and use it in a simmer pot or as potpourri. Yeah. Sprinkle it over your garden as an offering to the spirits. Karen says, great compost. There we go. Liz says, dry them out. Put the herbs in a jar for spell work and compost the bags. You can use the herbs to coat candles or burn with incense. Yes, perfect. Oh my gosh. Everyone's so smart. And then I commented saying the exact same thing Liz did, but not as well. I can always tell when I wrote something in like a hurry. Okay, let's see. So we also found an article for this, chemistrycachet.com, and it is magical uses for leftover tea bags. So they have some ideas as well. Number one, they say use old tea bags in your garden, similar to what we suggested. What do they say? Yeah, they said you can put the tea bags, if they're made of paper, in your garden. They'll decompose. If not, plastic ones or ones with staples, you can't use that. Plant food, you can use tea, sprinkle around your plants for the vitamins and minerals to help nourish. You can create plant water with old tea bags. Take a bunch of old tea bags, brew them in a pot of water, allow to cool, then water your potted plants. Let's see. Keep insects away. The aroma of tea can deter insects like ants, mosquitoes, and gnats. You can try this for indoor plants and also outdoor plants. Sprinkle the used tea bag with ingredients around the base of the plants. That seems like a good idea. Skin. Tea is good for the skin, so you can make natural skincare products. It seems like a lot of the things we already covered. It's pretty cool. Oh, acne. They said black tea and green tea is good for acne. So maybe you can use leftover bags on your face. Soothe bug bites. Absorb odor in shoes. Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of great opportunity to be sustainable. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of The Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to Nessie. Nessie, you scrumptious, sparkling seer. Amy Sues, Amy, you kind, wicked oracle. Shannon Howell Barnes, Shannon, you cunning, graceful tiger cub. And finally, Christina Benfield, Christina, you opulent, splendid oracle. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull today. Your card pull today is Creation Partnered by the Metaphysical Cannabis Oracle. This card emerges when you need to collaborate. Each person has one hand hidden as to not show all their cards. It's as if they have talents they do not know of because they only emerge when working together. Crystal pairing, fluorite. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. So I did notice Amazon is like being really weird with our books. Like they seem in no rush to they're completely out of our planners, but seem to be in no rush to restock. So because of that, I ordered from the printer about 20 myself, 10 hard copy, 10 paperback, and I have them. So if you need to grab one, let me know and I will get it to you much quicker than it seems like they're interested in doing it. So just go to, I guess I posted it on the Facebook group. And I'll post the link to ours in the witchpod.com link tree, okay? All right, so that's it. That's all I've got for you. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again tomorrow. So tomorrow we're actually doing just a passage from Olivie's new book, Grow Your Own Optimist. We've always been really, really lucky that Olivie just has written stories literally just for our readers. Like she just came onto the scene and was like, okay, witches need more stories. What do you want me to write? And has just been writing these really amazing, I mean, she's a New York Times bestselling author, so she's clearly talented. These really amazing stories about witches, literally just for us. And like, that's so cool. So it's just really nice. Anyways, we'll talk tomorrow.
Bye. Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session been designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour timeout to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them, no one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements, because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal, with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.